I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is all about mixed conditionals. I have to warn you that this is quite a difficult grammar point. So if it's something that you haven't studied much or you feel that you need to maybe look back at some of the grammar first or look at just the general conditionals, then maybe you would like to do that before you listen to this podcast. Or if you want to challenge yourself, then you can just listen to this one and do your best with it. You can also go back through my podcasts and you will find some podcasts about the conditionals as well. But today's all about the mixed conditionals. And it's not just the conditionals, but also whether we want to use the simple or the progressive form of the verb. Don't worry if you're not sure what I'm talking about. It will all become a bit clearer, hopefully, soon. And the way we're going to do this is I'm going to give you two examples. And they're two examples of scenarios. And there's different sentences that I will use, basically meaning the same thing, but using slightly different conditionals. Maybe a mixed conditional, or a third conditional, or a second conditional. So I want you to really think carefully about the meaning of these sentences as well as the structures. So let's start with this scenario. Let's imagine that there are two people and they go walking somewhere. And one person says, "I think we should go left." And the other person says, no, we should go right." So they go right. And then they get lost. So that person who said, "We should have gone left," or "We should go left," that person says, "If you had listened to me, we wouldn't be lost right now." Now, this is an example of a mixed conditional because we're using the start of the conditional as the third, "If you had listened to me." And the second part is like the second conditional. "We wouldn't be lost right now." So what's the meaning? Well, the meaning is that there was an action in the past that happened. And we imagine an alternative reality, an alternative past. If you had listened to me, well, that person didn't. But if you had listened to me, and then the consequence or the result of that hypothetical situation now, we wouldn't be lost. So that's one example of a mixed conditional. Let's have a look at the next example in the same situation. "If you had listened to me, we would not have got lost." Now it's the same situation. It's basically the same idea with a very slight difference. Again, we're looking back at a hypothetical situation in the past. If you had listened to me in the past, but you didn't, but if you had listened to me, we wouldn't have got lost. And now the result of that hypothetical situation, the consequence of that hypothetical situation, well, is it in the past or is it now? We wouldn't have got lost. Well, that's in the past. So the result of that hypothetical situation is in the past, we would not have got lost. Now that is an example of a third conditional sentence, not a mixed, but a third conditional sentence. It's an action in the past, a hypothetical situation in the past, and then a hypothetical result also in the past. And the third example, "If you had listened to me, we wouldn't be walking around right now with no idea where we are." This is, again, a mixed conditional. Again, it's a hypothetical situation in the past, if you had listened to me, then now we wouldn't be walking around with no idea where we are. So here I use the progressive. We wouldn't be walking because we are describing an action that we are doing right now. If we compare the first example with the third example, one action is a state. We wouldn't be lost right now. That's our state. We are lost. We wouldn't be lost. And the third one, we wouldn't be walking around with no idea where we are. Well, that's an action that's happening now. So there you can see three examples. They're all basically the same in terms of the meaning, but with very subtle differences. Let's look at one other scenario so you can compare two sentences which are very, very similar, but not quite the same. Here's the first one. If you weren't so rude, we wouldn't have had so many problems at the restaurant. I'll repeat that. If you weren't so rude, we wouldn't have had so many problems at the restaurant. This, again, is a mixed conditional. The first part of the sentence, if you weren't so rude, well, that starts like the second conditional starts. The second half of the sentence, we wouldn't have had so many problems at the restaurant. Well, that takes the form of the third conditional, talking about the past. So when you look at that sentence, if you weren't so rude, are we talking about how the person was rude in the past? Or are we talking about how the person is a rude person in general? Well, in this case, it's the second one. It's how rude they are in general. This person is a rude person in general. If you weren't so rude in your life, then we wouldn't have had so many problems at the restaurant yesterday or last night or whenever. So it's the result in the past of a person's characteristic, a person's general characteristic. Let's look at the second one, which is different. If you hadn't been so rude, we wouldn't have had so many problems at the restaurant. Well, in this case, this is not a mixed conditional. This is the third conditional. In this case, it's not that the person is rude in general. It's that last night, the person behaved in a rude way. And that's why they had so many problems. So if you hadn't been so rude, and we're imagining a hypothetical change in the past, then we wouldn't have had so many problems at the restaurant. It's a hypothetical past action with a hypothetical past result. So there you can see the subtle differences between mixed conditionals and second and third conditionals, and also having a look there at using the continuous form or the simple form of verbs. I hope that's a bit clearer. It's not an easy grammar point, and it's a good idea to take a look at some exercises about mixed conditionals. They can be tricky, but the important thing to think is the result of the action. Is it now? Is it in the past? The hypothetical. Are we talking about a hypothetical situation in the past? Or are we talking about something hypothetical in general? And whatever the answer to that question is, that changes the type of conditional that you will use. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it interesting. I hope you understood it. Well done if you did. If you didn't, no problem. Keep studying, keep practicing those conditionals. They are not easy. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, other topics, then you can send me an email with your suggestions. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.